Tiger Handy, almost at your destination. I'm going to let the repeater go, and I'm going to make my breakfast. This is WH1UP. Say hello to Steve when you see him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably on one of the streets here, not that far away. All right, talk to you later. I'll see you Wednesday, the holiday party. I guess you'll be there. See you later, WH2CDO.
Yep, I'll be there. Thank you for reminding me. I do have to change an appointment, but I'm flexible. All right, talk to you.
See you later, WH2CDO. I must have passed it. Could you call me on the phone? I'm going too far north. Alright, just call me on the phone because my GPS won't let me put it in for whatever reason. Call me on the phone.
Exit east and get off. Don't even get out of the exit lane. Just stay on Brush Hollow Road. Exit and go straight. Don't make the right hand turn. I'll call you in a second.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
AG2MH listening.
Hotel Zulu Mobile listening. N2VHC November 2 Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile listening. Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, enter VHZ Mobile listening. And to VHZ Mobile listening. VHC Mobile, November 2. Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, enter VHC Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, enter VHC Mobile listening. N2VHC, November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VHC, Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VHC, Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VHC, Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, enter VHC Mobile listening. N2VHC Mobile listening.
Delta 2, Romeo, Mexico, Delta listening, 82RMD.
Indio, Mexico, Delta, I didn't catch the prefix, this is WB2MSB Mobile. I think I heard you before, I just came out of the post office and figured I'd give you an answer back. Where are you?
Oh, very good, it's KD2RMD. I'm in my home QTH, I live in Quorum, just around the corner from Bald Hill. And they actually got a quick question for you, if you don't mind. It should be an easy one. That's why I opened up the repeater. Over.
Hey, John. Very good. I'm up in Stony Brook, Setauket, and easy questions are my specialty, so go ahead.
So I just set up a logbook of the world account, and it took a little bit. A lot of people said it was it's usually very hard to set it up. It actually wasn't that hard for me. It was just a lot of waiting. Now I'm just wondering, how on earth do I actually start logging QSOs? I thought it was similar to QRZ.com, where you can individually, one by one, just start submitting QSOs. But I think Logbook of the World doesn't work that way. I think you have to import a file in Gabriella format and log it that way. Is that correct? Are you familiar with Logbook of the World?
Yeah, I was hoping for an easy question. No, I don't do Logbook of the World. I just do QRZ and paper QRSLs. I have heard that people, when they upload to Logbook of the World after contests, they use their regular logging software, and then they upload the Cabrela spreadsheets. But I tell you, I think the best thing to do would be to just Google, you know, logbook of the world, how to log, and you'll probably get 100 answers. Or if all else fails, I believe ARRL, if you call ARRL, they have technical people that will answer your question.
Georgia, you're absolutely right. I know at the end of a contest, guys will take their same spreadsheets and simply log it up the logbook of the world. And if the other contesters, you know, information matches, it works towards the awards on logbook of the world. But I was just wondering if you could individually, casually log QSOs, like maybe one or two a day, or say I make 15 contacts in a day, similar to QRZ, but I don't think it is. I didn't realize that until just now. I was hoping that wasn't the case, because I like QRZ.com. I just noticed a lot of people don't use QRZ.com, so I figured I would supplement it with Logbook of the World, but it looks like I'll just put Logbook of the World to the side and just continue on with paper QSL. So, listen, thank you for your input there.
Hey, my pleasure. Okay, well, and the other thing I can think of is there may be a way for QRZ to directly upload into LOTW. If you check with the QRZ help page, there may be a way that directly goes in, because I know you're right. A lot of people say they only use LOTW, but sometimes I'll get the little gold star anyway when they log the call. So good luck with that, and hope you have a lot of fun. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here, I can tell you that. I think we got about an inch and a half of rain already. So 73 for now. Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo, into the bank. 73.
Very good. And you know what? I operate almost exclusively on HF, so when I opened up the repeater the first time, I repeater talked in almost a month. I forgot all I got to say is KD2RMD listening. But and very, very quick in closing, you're absolutely correct. You can upload your QRZ.QSOs to Logbook of the World, but you need the updated subscription. No surprise there. I have the free subscription, but you have to upgrade to the $30 a year subscription to do that. I think I might have to do that. That'll simplify the matter greatly. So, WB2MSB, thank you. This is KD2RMD, clear.
Roger, 73, WB2MSB.
N2VH, the mobile listening. N2VH, Z, November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile listening.
I guess I make a right over here, right?
November 2, Victor, Hotel Zulu, N2VHC Mobile listening.
Andy, I hear the tone of your voice, but you're not really coming through. I know it's you. This is KD2FIU.
He's just jealous.
All right, Steve.
Hi, George. Yeah, no, I was just talking to Andy, and I was telling him to make the next right.
I guess you had to be going on the output.
It was easier that way. I was right next to him.
Now I know where I am. Of course, I didn't before, but now I do.
Okay, I'm going for a cup of coffee. I hope. So I'll be back. WB2ZSE.
See you later. Talk to you later, Steve. WA2CDL.
November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile, listening.
All right, WA2CDL is on the Toronto Parkway, south. George, I'm back, thanks.
Yeah, how are you today, Andy? I was just trying to give you a report on your signal really coming in over there, but of course I knew it was you, based on the tones of your voice. Anyhow, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, neither do I. I don't know either. All I know is I'm driving in the rain, and I'm heading back home because I got stuff I got to take care of. And it's supposed to be like this all day. At least temperature now, yeah, it's up to 54 degrees.
And this is what we can expect through tomorrow evening, and then it's going to dive about 25 degrees. And if the moisture continues, it will turn to snow Wednesday morning early.
Yes, indeed. They say it's going to, change to snow as the temperature drops. All right. Okay, so, that's the story. What else can I tell you? Oh, I got that. Oh, in West. Boy. I gotta make a phone call when I get home before I forget. I gotta remind myself. I forget these little things.
I got little pieces of paper all over the house. Some on the kitchen table. Some on my dresser. Some on my desk in the front where the computer is. Some on the other dresser. Some on night tables. Little pieces of paper. And they add up. And they do diminish, but they add up more.
Yeah. That makes sense. By the way, are you going to, you're going to the holiday party for Wednesday, right?
Negative, I'm not. Regretfully, and I can tell you why offline. Or why not offline. I would really, I would like to be there, but I cannot make it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I understand. Things come up. I'm planning on going. I'm not sure if I'm working that day, Wednesday. I gotta find out. I'm going to find out later on if I'm working tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday. It depends on if they can get the people together that I'm supposed to be with. So, we'll see.
Yeah, this week, is the weather-wise, it's not supposed to be any fun at all. Even after the temperature dies, they're looking at really blustery and cold Wednesday and Thursday. You know, the cold air came at least a whole month early this year. Not just cool air, but ratty cold air. But, can't complain. We're here today.
KD2, FIU. Oh, come on, George. You can complain. WB2CS.
Yeah, I can't complain. That the 40-meter portion of my low-band dipole has gotten finicky. No matter, I can't seem to mechanically change it. Checked all connections everywhere. It went from like a 50-ohm flat at 7210 on 40 meters to the best I can get is 1.5 on 7180. With 40 ohms. So, I'm going to eliminate the feed line by going up in the attic and putting a dummy load on the feed point of where the coax ends before I suspect the coax. How's that?
That'll work.
And if that helps, because like I don't see any mechanical problems about the construction of the antenna. However, something may have changed. I don't know, maybe Verizon ran some more fibers across the poles in the back. Who knows? But then I'm going to add a choke. Well, for 40, I'm going to wind about 10 turns, about 10 inches in diameter, and I'll put that at the feed point. We'll see what that does.
Never a dull moment.
George, you your SWR is 1.5 to 1?
Yes, that's at best at 40 ohms. It changed from flat at 72.1 with 50 ohms to the best at 1.5 to 1 at 40 ohms, 30 kc lower. So, and I can't find anything mechanically wrong with all the connections. And keep in mind, it has coils and tails. And by the way, the lower band is resonating perfectly and has not changed, that being 75 meters.
What kind of antenna is it?
It's about 80 feet long. I think I'm a little shorter, maybe 79. It's got end loading coils at the extended 40 meter dipole. It's got 120 microhenry loading coils and then maybe 4 foot 5 inch tails after the loading coils, which gives me 75 meters. So it's a dual band with loading coils and they're not traps. So effectively, the entire antenna works on 40. It's not trapping at those loading coils. It works at about 3/8 of wave. No, let me see. It's actually tuning. It's electrically about 127 feet long. So it's a dual band about 79 feet tall with 120 microhenry loading coils toward the end. KD2 FIU.
Sounds like something happened to the coil because you become resonant at a lower frequency, which means the antenna's gotten longer somehow.
That would be my last guess, but I examined it. I don't see anything wrong. I don't see any breakdown of the magnet wire enamel on it. I redid the connections to the coil wire itself and the wires that are coming into that, PVC tube that has the coil wound on it. I mechanically redid it and inspected it. I hate like heck to try and wind another one.
George, W8CDL, you said before that's the best. You said best case. Best SWR. What's the worst SWR you're getting?
2 to 1. But not. Forget about 75 meters. That's narrowbanded. The antenna's got a high Q for 75. It's only good for about 80 to 100 kc, and then it really drops off. That's a given. That's expected with the design. For 40, probably 2 to 1. 1.5 to 2 over the whole band, but best impedance is 40 ohms. I had it at 7210 flat at 50 ohms, and it just changed.
But only on 40 meters.
Yeah, WB2ZSE, KD2FIU. Yeah, that's correct. I didn't specify that. Only on 40. 75 is still performing with the bandwidth, with the SWR flat at 3862, 65, 50 ohms. 75 has not changed. And I didn't tune this for 80. That would have, that's a different band. I wanted it in the bottom half of 75, and it's still there.
I don't know. You'll figure it out. Process of elimination. Drive you nuts.
Steve, you're right. I built it. I gotta figure it out. How could I not figure it out?
Is this a vertical or a dipole?
It's a dipole. It's about 79 feet long. This design, it was actually designed by Bill Lacken in the 1950s. Oh, I forgot his call, W4JRT, something like that. I forgot his call. He designed quite a few antennas in the 1950s. Lacken, L-A-T-T-I-N. And he designed this based on his studies of some of the, oh God, I forgot the name of the master electronic manual that the government used to print in the 1920s and 30s, and the effects of loading coils extending the resonant, the length of wire antennas. But I got this out of an old book, and then later on I found out that Alpha Delta makes it, called the DXDD, and they claim they invented it. Uh-uh, they did not.
Oh, so is that what you really have? You have the Alpha Delta? Is that what you bought, or is this just something that you made yourself?
No, I made this myself. The coils were 195 turns of enamelized magnet wire, 18 gauge. Put on about a 10, 11 inch piece of 1 1/4 inch OD PVC. Yeah, let me tell you, I stripped the tips off of my fingers doing that. And it's worked. It worked for 2.5 years perfectly. I mean, except, you know, when it rains, it'll drop 50 or 100 KC on the bands. Of course, it's wet. One leg is in the attic, and one leg is across the yard. And I had it tuned perfectly for 2.5 years.
Excuse me. I'm going to sneak out of here. I got to make a quick stop. WB2ZSE.
73, Steve. Go ahead, Andy.
All right. Very good. I'm just getting off my exit here. WA2CDL. Well, it's actually 2-1 doesn't sound too bad. SWR, even though it changed, maybe you got some kind of nearby object. Because, you know, if you bring it near something, or closer to the ground, the SWR, the impedance will go down. You said 50. Oh, yeah. Impedance will go down. He said, well, normally it's 72 ohms for a dipole, as you mentioned. He said it went down to 50 ohms, so maybe there's something nearby that it's seeing, reflecting from. Possibly. I'm not sure. All right, I'm just about home. I just got a few blocks to go. W-H-U-C-D-L. See you later.
Andy, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's possible that Verizon ran some cables and I didn't see them do it. Because the back edge of my property has holes in the area. And they could have added another fiber or something like that. And who knows? It could have been a cable TV company added another cable, and I don't know it. But, yeah, kind of thinking like that. KD2FIU. Catch you later.
All right. Yeah, that could be. Well, I don't want to go on this road. Hold on. They're repaving the road. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to go on the other side of the tracks. All right, see you later, WA2CDO. Have a good day, too.
That tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
WB2ZS.
November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, N2 VHZ Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu, N2 VHZ Mobile listening. November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile, listening.